Jerry Jones may have stepped in it again. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, who also cosplays as the general manager and to varying degrees of success. He's at the owner's meeting down in Florida, and he's speaking with the media. This comes from Clarence Hill, who is the Cowboys beat writer. And Clarence Hill Jr. says, Jerry Jones, with blatant disrespect to Micah Parsons' agent, David Mulugeta, the agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. When talking about the contract negotiations with Micah Parsons.
So here's just a quick snippet of who David Mulugeta represents. Deshaun Watson, Christian Wilkins, Derwin James, Jalen Ramsey, Jesse Bates, Michael Thomas, CJ Stroud, Budda Baker, Kyle Pitts, Jordan Love, T. Higgins, J.C. Horn, Charles Amenihue. I mean, the list goes on,
folks.
About
$1 billion in contracts.
Yeah. He's
half a billy, probably.
He's maybe number two.
That is a big list. And here's where the issue is. Like, Jerry says things off the cuff, and it is what it is, right? We know what we're getting with Jerry Jones. Micah Parsons, the player in question here that he is trying to negotiate a contract with, who has said repeatedly, I don't need to be the highest paid player in the NFL. Like, he's like, I don't need that. I just need a fair contract from the Cowboys, and I want to be highly compensated, obviously, but he's saying, I don't need to break the bank if it means that I can stay in Dallas. Micah Parsons quote tweeted Clarence Hill Jr. with facts. David is one of the best, and I will not be doing any deal without David Mulugeta involved. Like anyone with a good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation. And that is where Jerry has always thrived, but it's always where Jerry gets got.
Yeah.
Because what ultimately happens in all of these negotiations with Jerry Jones?
He breaks.
He breaks and he ends up overpaying for whomever it is, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott or Dak Prescott or Zach Martin or any, you insert name here, DeMarcus Lawrence. Every single guy has gotten exactly what they wanted. And Jerry tries to play this, I'm going to do it like the good old days, where I can just go directly to the player and maybe I get a sweetheart of a deal. That is so far in the rearview mirror of how these contracts and deals are negotiated that you can't come out and say, I don't even know who the agent is. Yeah, you do, because you have to talk to him, because Micah Parsons isn't going to do this one by himself.
Yeah, no, and again, J.C. Horn, did he get a pretty good deal?
He did.
Oh, Deshaun Watson, despite what we say about everything else, his deal.
Bad person, exquisite contract.
Okay, I mean, you just kind of go down the list. Jordan Love is going to be the third highest paid average annual value player in the NFL next year.
Yeah, well, T. Higgins.
Like, again, they get what they want. Although the T. Higgins one, have you seen some of the details in that?
Yeah, but it's a two-year deal, so he can get back to free agency, but he gets a lot of money up front and then nothing in the back end. So if it doesn't work out and they're not committed and the books don't clean up as they think they will, then it actually is kind of smart, because it allows T. Higgins to hit another free agency earlier with still getting the 2 years of guarantees, as opposed to just playing another year on the franchise tag, right? So it's smart from the agent side of it. And it also opens the door, though, to stay in Cincinnati and for the Bengals to get their stuff together and actually get some cash flow to make it happen. So
it was an interesting deal.
It's one of the NFL mystery money contracts, though. Yeah, absolutely. But David Mulugeta is a phenomenal agent.
Bag getter.
Yeah. Professional.
Yes.
Like, quite literally, his profession is to get back. So Jerry Jones, it wouldn't be an offseason without him pissing off a star player who is up for a massive contract extension. So,
and the one that's the most important.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this. Like, you paid the quarterback that you shouldn't have paid. Mm. You paid the wide receiver who, people love CD. I'm not as big a CD guy. I wouldn't have gone there for that money. Micah's the one that should have taken care of first, because the quarterback wasn't worth it. And if the quarterback's not worth it, the wide receiver's not worth it.
Yeah, I think the fascinating part about NFL contracts and the way that they're doled out is we do put a lot on the team for why aren't you getting this done, when so much is on the player and the agent. Because that list of guys that you just read of David Mulugeta's clients are all guys, though, that with the exception of Deshaun Watson, they are all guys that pushed as far as they possibly could. And guys like, there are certain clients and agents that are out there, or players and agents that are out there, that they're like, no, I want to get the money early. I want to get it early, get it done.
Yeah.
But then there's other ones that say, no, we're going to push this thing back. And it depends on who your representation is. And when you read that list of guys, a lot of them,
there's a tactic at play.
They got that bag because they hit free agency and didn't sign the extensions, or they threatened, no, we're going to walk. And they play hardball. And that's why Micah Parsons hired the agent he did. So I think there is an element of the agent saying, we're not going to sign this deal now. Yeah. And so if you're Jerry Jones and you're like, well, CD wants to get his deal done, you know, we have to get Dak's deal done before the season started last year. Okay, we're forced because he doesn't want to play ball with us too, right? But what that ultimately did was it put the Cowboys in a bind, and now Micah Parsons is like, perfect, I can get the bag somewhere else, or the
Cowboys figure it out.
The couch cushion's going to get turned over, and they're going to find a way.
What's interesting is, when we talk about with Jerry in particular, the always getting to the point of just paying the money. If you had just paid the money earlier, we talked about this with the wide receivers, the amount of money that you would save if you just pay earlier, you don't put yourself in this position.
No. That's brutal, dude. This text on the fan text line, who's in worse shape, Dallas or Cleveland?
Dallas.
Dallas. Because I do believe
Cleveland has a way out.
Yeah, it's the injury settlement.
The way that they're talking about this and the fact that ownership is coming out and being like, no, it's on us, that leads me to believe that there's some sort of conclusion over the horizon of what they're going to figure out there.
In saying it was a horrific mistake.
It was a horrific mistake, but you don't admit mistake unless you've got a way out.
Yeah. So I think it is Dallas right now, because there is a pathway for Cleveland to get out of it relatively short order with an injury settlement to Deshaun Watson and that albatross of a deal.